Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he a crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on it raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clock in. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S dot again. Y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood. That's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues. I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
So with a twist of hip-hop, it's freestyle. We in the... I'm your host, L Boogie. You know I got my engineer, OG DB, Styles the God, T-Ro, and in case of an emergency... Woo! Man, we've been hearing a lot in the streets, man. You know what I mean? That is going on, DB and Styles the God. I'm hearing a lot of information. You know, we discussed Paul Pierce top five, and I think he is in violation of one. Why? LeBron James is not in your top five, but it's your top five, though. You feel me? So, am I in violation because I might say LeBron's out of my top five? You see how that go? Violation of something else, and the reason why LeBron James is in his top five. But we'll get to that later on in the show. Hey, man, he got his wings, man. And Jerry Sloan, I got a chance to work with that great coach. So peace to the guys, Jerry. We love you. See you at the crossroads. What the deal?
Yeah.
We're in the building. I know we've got a lot on the marquee, but let me ask you this, Kyle, as we going to the coming up, and Louisville is the first team in the ACC to set a date for their student athletes to come back in, which is June 1st. June 8th. So, you know, what do you feel about that? I know we talked about it yesterday. So what do you feel about some of the momentum moving forward?
I feel good, man. I just think it's time now. You know, we try to start figuring out something, just like how we was on the UFC with Dana White, you know, test dummy. We need some test dummies to go out there, crash real quick, so we can see what we're working with. So I feel good that everybody is trying to get some sort of solution to try to get back to regular life. You know, it's well needed right now.
Yeah, Nick Saban did a PSA with Big Al, the mascot in Alabama, you know, about him wearing his mask and everything. So I'm just wondering, these commissioners of these conferences, these governments of states with guidelines and law dealing with negligence, and being sued if anything happens, do you have to sign a waiver if you're a parent? I mean, it's a lot of law things that goes into this. So I'm asking you, if you're a parent of a 19-year-old that's playing at the University of Alabama, do you sign that waiver for him to play?
I'm signing a waiver. If everybody tested, if everybody that's going to be dealing with my son, touching my son or daughter, if they're tested and they're good, we're going to go. Let's go. There's nothing else we could do besides that. It's like, it's so much dealing with this virus, and there's so many people that got it that you don't know got it. But if everybody's dealing with my kid in this program and we're running the proper tests and we're going through the proper procedures, then let's do it. Let's get it. Let's go.
I think it's going to be a big who gets it, what do you do when they get it, do you have the means to do these tests on a daily? I know in some instances people, yeah, you go in and they take your temperature, but what if you go there and they take your temperature and you're diagnosed with the COVID-19? Now what? You know, like I said, your star quarterback gets the COVID-19. Now he has for 2 weeks. What do? You shut your program down? I mean, do you play once every 2 weeks? Is it just going to be a four-game season? You play one game and you sit down for 2 weeks to get back, you know, re-quarantined, and then play another week, then wait another 2 weeks. I mean, I don't know. But you know, it's a lot of complications.
First screen, second screen, third screen. Get your recruit.
Wow. Yeah, it's gonna be very detrimental to the program, man. Very detrimental to the world as far as moving forward. You know, so that's very important. Do you, as we were talking the other day as well with the NBA, two things. One, they're getting some guys back into the fold, but as we all know, I keep saying and stressing this, what's going to transpire after someone catches it? No, somebody's going to catch it. It's inevitable. Somebody's going to catch it, whether it's the front office, a coach, a trainer. Somebody's going to catch it within the process of these playoffs. So do you shut down?
No, you can't shut down. Once you decide to open up, you open up. You got a first stream, second stream, third stream. Everybody ain't as blessed as the Alabamas and the LSUs that have top of the nation backups, but at the same time, it is what it is. We got to go what we got. That's why we got backup players.
Even in the NBA,
we got backup point guards, backup shooting guards, backup centers. They still professionals, and they get paid the best bucks to do what they do.
I don't know. Tell you what, though. You better do some, or the money will not transpire. It will become liquidated. Everything must go. When I say everything, I mean everything. Because let's just think. You shrink down. Well, let's talk money. So $4 billion, that's not including salaries of these coaches. They've already took pay cuts. Then you got furloughs. They've already done that. What else? And that's just only one season sport has showed you the effects of if you don't play football. Because they're just playing those sports just to, you know, make the boat flow. And then football puts everybody over the top and it just evens out at the end of the year. Some people are living check to check in the institutional world. Because if you wasn't, how after just a spring sport, you cut four programs from your university? Football pays the bills. It must happen. And also, because you did not play NCAA basketball this year, so it's going to mess up your fiscal getting revenue moving forward. Some universities bank on their basketball, just like some bank on their football. Look at Duke. They bank on their basketball. Old State bank on their football. University of Connecticut, basketball. Very, very sticky situation. I remember one of our callers was saying about the Great Depression. I understand that, but this is something different.
World War II. We had World War II. We recovered from it. You know? It's definitely real, though.
Do you sign a waiver?
If everybody is clear. What do we when ticket prices go up as civilians? What do we do when Jersey's going to go up double? Ticket prices is going to be double. As civilians, what are we going to do? Pay it? And we ain't got no money anyway. We in the pandemic with them. So now when they double ticket prices and they double prices and double sales on everything, and we're going to still come down and pay it because we need sports, right? That's exactly what they're going to do to make their money back up. A $10 ticket going to be $20. A $200 ticket going to be $400.
You know what? I'm going to put a parallel to it, like you said, Styles, and that's a good point, because when they told everybody stay home, stay safe, the gas price was down. I mean, gas was $1.18. It reminded me of 95. The gas price was low. Now that they didn't reopen, gas then went up to keep gradually going up. 185, 190, 199. It eventually gonna get back to 250.
Oh yeah.
It's the streets. Man, that's crazy. When we come back, we're going to discuss Paul Pierce and his vendetta with the King, LeBron James, Michael Jordan, and more. Give us a call, 515-605-9370. Get with us on the podcast, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, /Streets is Talking. And don't forget, world, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of friends. Streets!
Three or four times, I ain't telling no lies, I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies, I just, yeah. I ain't telling no lies, I just,
4, 3, 2, that's how I got to you. That money, my dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew? Who knew?
Turn 7 to a 14, 14 to a whole thing. Lord knows it's a cold game. Switched up on you hoes, man. Big body take both lanes. Back seat blowing propane. All black, fire, gold chains. Young rich nigga bossed up on his own, man. My new shit sound like a soul train. Tookie Williams over Coltrane. Eric B by the rope chain. RC, we for show bang. Tiny Lokes and they go crazy. What you know about the dope game? Was you born in the 80s? Did your mama smoke cocaine? Have you ever seen the whole thing? Was you drove to the streets cause you grew up on show change? Fucked up when the dope bashed. It remind me when these rappers drop duds and they clothes change. At the park with the low face, I was standing in front of Knicks with my sack for the whole day. Drive-bys, I was road rage. And we park and hop out, learn levels to this whole thing. Old school, play the OJs, trying to make a slow change. Mama still slaving for a low wage. Trying to double up,
yeah.
3 or 4 times, I ain't telling no lies, I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies, I just.
Yeah.
I ain't telling no lies, I just.
5, 4, 3, 2, that's how I got to you. That money, my dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew?
Who knew?
I'm going to stick to my day job. It's the Streets of Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop coming to you Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's Friday, and you know what that means. It's Freestyle Friday. You know what I mean? We in the building, baby. Shout out to my Uncle Aunt LaPrade, man. Euclid, Ohio, down the way. You know what I mean? Uncle Aunt, man. Shout out to you, big dog. He on the show. So I just want to give a shout out to Uncle Aunt. You know what I mean? But we on Mondays through Friday. Give us a call. 515-605-9370. Street. But let me say this though, Styles. I heard something, you know, and you know, my engineer DB on the board, but I heard something about Paul Pierce, and during a preseason game with the Cleveland Cavaliers in Columbus. Versus the Boston Celtics, and it was a preseason game. Game was, you know, probably maybe in hand or whatnot. And Paul Pierce did the unthinkable that a man wouldn't do to another man. Paul Pierce ran by the bench and spit at him.
Paul Pierce got punched in the face.
So that being entailed. That being said, after the game, they was about to square up in the hallway, and you know who was there, a goon against a goon, you know, Drew Gooden against Kendrick Perkins, was goon against goon. They was out there, but
we're not
I'm
gonna
just
wait
asking you, is Paul Pierce in violation? I think that might be one of the reasons why Paul Pierce doesn't have LeBron James in his top five, you know. But I'm just wondering why such so animosity toward a rookie. And at that particular time, I mean, Paul Pierce, he the truth. So why would he, you know, spit toward the direction that the Cavs bench? And, you know, that being said, what do you think is the reason for him having that vendetta with LeBron James?
Man, they suckers. They all suckers, man. We don't wait to the locker room and try to spit in your face. It's two things as a man. No, three things as a man, as a black man, that it's an automatic half a second jab got to be followed up after things are done. When somebody calls you the B word, it's like as soon as you hear the book, the jab is hitting at the same time as the book. When somebody calls you N word, and when somebody spit on you. When somebody spit on you, they letting you know, I want to fight right now. That's just those three codes as a man. If any of those three codes is broken, we got to go. We're not waiting to the locker room. We're not waiting until we get in at the bus, on the way. We're not waiting to none of that. We going right there and there. But at the same time, that's exactly why Paul Pierce do not like LeBron James, and he doesn't give LeBron James no respect. That man stopped him from becoming better than what he was supposed to be, and he stopped him from accomplishing, I'm sure, basketball goals that he had set up for himself. So, in saying that, yes, that is why Paul Pierce don't have LeBron James on his list.
Man. Woo, that's crazy. That's crazy. But, yeah, man, the asylum is hot. It's Friday. You know what I'm saying? DB, the engineer, let me know, man. Who we got in the asylum right now?
Man, we got Aunt calling from Euclid, Ohio, man. He wanted to give his intake on that on the Mike Jordan. It's going to be a very good call right here. Unc, do we got you in the asylum?
Yes, we do.
First-time caller, all-time listener. We appreciate the call, baby.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah, set him up with a question.
What's your take on Michael Jeffrey Jordan?
I got a buddy of mine, nephew, Chris Blue. He does hair. One of my great, great friends. We like brothers. He thinks that Michael Jordan is not better than LeBron James. We have this discussion every night. We battle every day, every night. I'm going to give him your number. You got to talk to him, and you have to let him know. I told him the best basketball player in my 61 years of living on this earth is Michael Jeffrey Jordan. What do you think about that, nephew? Then I got another topic.
I can't agree with you more. You know, I know that, you know, we say these things about LeBron James, but I have my issues why I think Michael Jordan is better, because he never shrunk up in the moment. Every opportunity that he had, he seized it. And I just think being that we, quote, unquote, give LeBron James the title of the king, I just think in certain situations he shrunk when he should have solidified or validated his stamp on the league.
Oh, okay. Now, what I wanted to tell you too, nephew, is that I like LeBron as an all-around basketball player, but crunch time, I need him to go to the rack more, handle the rock, and he always had a problem of throwing the ball to a Cal Corbett who couldn't knock it down.
Hey, but hold on now. Jordan kicked it out to Steve Curto and Paxton and DJ Armstrong and Craig Hodges and those guys when it was the proper time. So, you know, we got to watch that, though, because, like, if you double-team and triple-team, you got to be the shooter. That's why they got him in the corner. That's why they got Kyle Kuzma in the corner. He was a Steve Kerr. He was supposed to make that
right shot.
He didn't live up
to
Steve Kerr moment, you know?
Right. And another thing I want to ask you about, what is wrong with Paul Pierce saying that LeBron is not in the top five? Is he out of his mind?
I got
LeBron at number two.
I got Michael Jordan first, Kobe Bryant second, LeBron James third. I got Shaquille O'Neal and Magic Johnson.
That's a co-host.
Okay. Did you leave out Karl Malone?
I read about
or Tim
Malone,
Duncan.
He ain't got enough championships. He ain't got enough championships.
What about Tim
and
Duncan?
Tim Duncan tied for fifth.
Okay.
But I got to put Magic over him.
Oh.
He tied for fifth in my eyes.
Well, what about Bill Russell with the 11 rings?
I ain't old enough.
Oh, okay. Got you.
I'm only 35. I'm only 35 years old. So Bill Russell, Will Chamberlain, they get my respect. Kareem.
Okay, I'm 61. I've seen them
respect.
In action.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So, you know, Bill Russell, Kareem, Will, they get my respect highly. They get it highly. But I only can judge off my top five of the athletes I got a chance to see in my lifetime.
Oh, I see. What about Julius Erving?
Let me ask you this, huh? You saw those guys play, the Oscar Robinsons, the Kareem Abdul-Jabbars, the Bill Waltons, the Julius Erving. So I'm asking you, who's your top five? If you can run it down to me real fast.
Well, I got Bill Russell. I got Julius Erving. I got Oscar Robinson. I got Wilt Chamberlain, and I got the great Jerry West.
You have no current
so
player.
No Michael Jordan. So no Michael Jordan in your top five.
Oh, I got Michael Jordan in my first top five. You mean the top five now?
We want your Mount Everest. We want your top five Mount Everest, right? Like, we want who you gonna put on the top.
All time.
I got Michael Jordan first, all the way to fifth.
I got Michael Jordan. I got Kobe Bryant. I got Tim Duncan. I got Magic Johnson. And I got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's a great five.
That's a great five.
Hey, Unc, let me ask you something.
Yes.
Did you ever consider Paul Pierce not having not having LeBron on his five because he's a current player and he's probably just waiting for him to finish his career? He just don't want to give it to him already. Have you ever considered that?
Well, I think that Paul Pierce got a little animosity about LeBron because LeBron
of
was
course
like
he do.
He LeBron's great. LeBron was in high school. He was a man among boys at the time he played high school ball. And LeBron basically changed the game in the NBA once he got in. It took a minute, but LeBron is one of my top all-time players. I put him on my Mount Rush. I have to.
Okay, so is that to say why you don't have him on your five right now? Because you're waiting for him to retire?
Who, LeBron?
Yeah, because I'm looking at your all-time right now, and I don't see LeBron on your all-time.
Oh, man.
I
apologize for that.
You named LeBron James not one time. You named Jerry West.
Oh,
you named Julius Erving.
I got to put LeBron up there. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I didn't do that.
No, I'm telling you why you ain't do it. You wait for him to retire like Paul Pierce. You know, you just don't want to give it to him. It's too early. I understand,
but I like LeBron James. I have to put him on my top five. My apology for that.
Hey,
LeBron James is on my top five. I got Black Jesus as number one. Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah. We know Jordan number one for sure.
We know Jordan. I have to put LeBron James on my top five. He's an Akron native. I'm from Cleveland. The guy always been a class act. He's a great basketball player. He's on my Mount Rush list.
There you
have
it.
I have to put LeBron up there. Pardon me?
We appreciate your call, man. We appreciate your call. We back on Tuesday because Monday's a holiday. So we back on Tuesday, 12 o'clock. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot
tell
of friends.
Tell a friend, lot of friends. Much love, nephew. It was great hearing your show, and
I'll be
calling you soon.
No
I
doubt.
Am.
Stay
what
on
time
the line.
Are we over?
We over at about 1:15. We got the You Big Dummy of the Day at the end. You're going to laugh. You're going to like that. So stay on the line and listen. We over about 1:15, 1:30. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
I love you.
Yes, sir.
No doubt. Bless
you. Love you, too. Yes.
There you have it. Oh! You got a triple OG who just gave out his Mount Rushmore, and he said it. Michael Jeffrey Jordan is his all-time, and he's seen Wilt and Bill, right? And he's seen them. Man, it's the streets. Give us a call. 515-605-9370. When we come back, we're going to get some more callers in. Man, all-time listener, all-time caller. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole.
Katie, I trusted my niggas, they never betray me. Met all these niggas, they sweeter than Sadie. When I started out, I just took what they gave me. Did all the favors, they never repaid me. It worked in my favor, cause nobody
paid me. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tellin' my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Cartier glasses, I won't even peek at you. Yellow Ferrari like Pikachu. I got him waiting and watching what he gon' do. Tryna pee what I do, tryna steal my moves. 2500 for a new pair of tennis shoes. The same price. case, I can make them young and come and finish you. Lawyer being charged, he a jewelry like a voodoo. Be a dope boy, 100,000 in his visa. President's attention, fly by, we don't see you. I been getting money, I ain't worried about what he do. I'm getting money like I'm from the 80s. Man, Dre about to drop, man, this shit gon' go crazy. They know I'm the truth, coming straight from the basement. I'm straight as a street, man, I come from the pavement. A million all hundreds, it make them go crazy. Wham, 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 bitch on the baby. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go and leave. Got M's in the bank, like, yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you're living like this, they supposed to hate. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go and leave. Got M's in the bank, like, yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you're living like this, they supposed to hate.
Weezy out of
here. When. That's Paul Pierce. When. He's a little baby. We in the building, baby. It's the streets, Freestyle Friday, every day, all day, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern time. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of friends. Listen, we talking about this Paul Pierce and what he did, Cleveland Cavaliers. Why did he do it? And now it gives me reason. Paul, I felt sorry for you in the streets when you got stabbed up in Boston nightclub. But now, I don't know. Maybe you had it coming. Street. Man, I don't know, Paul. Did you have it coming? You spitting on people? Did you spit on them guys in the club when they stabbed you up? Man. It's the asylum. DB, Styles the God. T-Row, Icy, and I'm your wholesale boogie. We about to go back to the line. Man, DB, who we got in here? Who wants to get in the asylum, man, and verbal jab?
Long time caller.
What's going on?
We got Big L in the asylum. Long time listener, long time caller. We appreciate you, Big L. You out there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Yeah, I know you got something hot about Jordan. We look forward to hearing it. Let me hear it.
Yeah. So yesterday, man, I'm out. You know, I'm playing my 18 holes, man, and I end up linking up with some guys who got some kids that are about 9 or 10 years old. They supposedly like basketball, and next year they want to give them some fundamental basketball training and want to get them involved with the AAU thing. So I'm kind of chopping it up, playing with these guys, and my phone keeps going off. So for about 2 days I've been arguing with this guy on YouTube. His name Defensive Something. Like, he a young dude. I figured out how young he was by the context of what he finally said. Like, I totally paid attention. He tried to tell me that Michael Jordan wasn't a great defender because he was not the primary defender on every leading scorer on the team, on the opposite team he played against, which really boggled me because that tells me this kid hasn't had any fundamental coaching or basketball training to even try to debate. As I was listening to y'all and I was listening to my man talk about his top five and watching the game and how he's been watching the game forever, and he got to see Bill Russell, which is a beautiful thing if he got to see Bill Russell play Kareem when he first started and everything else. That's beautiful. Them are the kind of people I like to have conversations and debates with. But what we got is a bunch of young kids thinking because Mike's primary assignment wasn't Dominique Wilkins or somebody else that he can't defend. Y'all chime in on that for me, because I found it hilarious. Because he done sat down on everybody.
Well, I take it from you. It's just Styles the God. Now, I'm 35, so I'm a little younger.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, I'm a basketball historian. And for them, for that young boy that you're talking to, you know what you consider that young boy. You tell him to look at how many times Mike came first time all-team defense. All right? That's the volumes in the NBA. Okay? First time all-defense, first time all-offense. You tell him to check that out, and then you tell him to check LeBron's out. You know, Michael Jordan locked up. When it came down to the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game, if Dominique Wilkins was killing, Michael Jordan had Dominique Wilkins. And then another thing this young boy did not understand, Michael Jordan also had Scottie Pippen, who was just as a good defender, just as a great defender as him. Dennis Rodman, who was just as good a defender as these guys. So he didn't have to take that assignment on every night when they knew we need 40, 50 points out of Michael Jordan to even win this game. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So you can give it to that young boy like that. You tell him Michael Jordan had other first-team all-defenders on his team, other ones. They didn't have to do that job. But the last 5 minutes of the game, if that dude was killing, Mike said, Scotty, move, Rodman, move, I got him.
Exactly. And, you know, that was the whole thing. Because me, my girl, the kid I trained, that I call my son and everything like that, we just all burst out laughing because it was an argument because I thought the kid was literally trying to tell me Mike didn't sit down on anybody, any one of these players, and I was like, that's furthest from the truth. I said, the problem is you're not going to get that highlight between him and Dominique because it's highlights. Highlights won't sit down around that kind of stuff. I said,
just
you have to
watch
the
whole game. Don't watch the whole game, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. It was hilarious to me. I had to sit. We laughed about it for about 4 hours.
Even if they say Michael Jordan wasn't a great passer, man, tell them to watch the 91 finals against the Lakers, against Magic Johnson and Worthy and those guys. Michael Jordan averaged 11.5 assists a game.
Right.
In the finals.
So I wanted to touch on this Paul Pierce thing too, man. Paul Pierce, you know what? I love his game. But I saw the disrespect for LeBron James very early. And I think one of the reasons he couldn't stand LeBron James so much was because of how highly touted he was. I mean, let's not forget. I mean, I was in college, and cats was coming up to me, being that I'm from Ohio. I was like, man, you ever been around LeBron? You ever seen him play? You ever done this? You ever done that? You know what I'm saying? It was crazy the kind of publicity he was getting. We had never seen nothing like that. And I think everybody took their shot at him and afterwards respected him somewhat, but Paul Pierce took it to another level. I think he will crack Paul Pierce's top five when Paul Pierce stopped trying to say what he did as a player and trying to convince people and take more of a Jalen Rose stance from it. What do y'all think?
Can I interject? I'm going to interject. I think Paul Pierce is acting like the famous Tupac and how he did Biggie. He saw a rapper coming up and about to take the throne, and so he threw a little shade. I think that's what Paul Pierce did when he spit on LeBron and when he or at the bench, and LeBron was sitting there, so I didn't throw that in there. When he spit at the bench and it aimed it really at LeBron, and him, you know, doing that, I put it a parallel on how Pac felt when Biggie was coming, and he was hot, and he was coming for the throne. He respected, man, you coming for mine. So any type of mental advantage that he can get on LeBron at the time, you know what I mean? And that was, hey, that's when he had them goons with him, you know what I mean, Ray Allen and Rondo and KG. So I'm going to put it to that parallel. I think he respect the heck out of him, but I don't think he want to give it to him now. And it reminds me of Pac, how Pac did Biggie.
Right. And I wanted to leave with my top five. I wanted to say this just about Russell. Russell is not in my top five, and I will name the reason why. The ABA and the NBA hadn't merged yet, and that's why Russell is not in my top five. And honestly, everything, because there was only 8 to 14 teams in the NBA back then, and not to be funny, they weren't going to the extreme lengths to get the type of guys that would have enhanced his opportunity to show what he could do. That's why he doesn't make my top five, but I'll give you my top five. I'm going to go with Jordan first. I'm going to go with Kareem second. I'm going to go with Magic third, Kobe fourth, and LeBron fifth. That is my top five for now.
streets. Woo!
Man, that's a dope top five, man. You just sent this to commercial. Man, we appreciate that, Big L. He said, Mike. You said, Mike at one. Who's two?
Kareem.
Kareem is two. Magic is, Kobe is three. Magic four. LeBron five.
Yes, sir.
Why you got Magic? Why you got Magic over Kobe?
Why do I have Magic over Kobe? Quite honestly, that's my preference, but I don't think you could go wrong either way. I loved Kobe playing, but for me, you got to understand, if you ever saw me in person or saw what I looked like as a kid, I was built a lot like Magic. See, in a lot of ways, I'll be honest with you, I love LeBron James too. And I wish I would have been younger than him so when he came along, I could actually use my skill set that I had instead of waiting till later, till I got to college. I love the way Magic played the game. I just love it. I mean, his passes, the way he ran the floor, everything. I just love the way he did it. I just got LeBron sitting back there because his championships intangibles wasn't the same as Magic Johnson. And Kobe, I think his championship intangibles were all the same and everything like that, but it's just my personal choice.
Yeah,
there's
okay.
No
great
wrong answer.
Yeah, great answer.
Man, that was a great call. We appreciate you, Big L.
Oh, no doubt. Much love,
and don't
y'all.
Forget, Big
I gotta
L.
Get in and start cooking.
No doubt. And don't forget, Big L, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of friends.
No doubt. Much love to all y'all.
We the streets, man. And I tell you what. One thing for sure, gonna give it to you raw.
High class street music.
We'll be back on Tuesday. And don't forget, more callers. You big dummy of the day. And who knows, L Boogie might freestyle because it's Freestyle Friday. Oh, let's go.
I don't fuck with these niggas because they shady. These bitches, they just want to have my baby. Born in the 80s, crack baby. Mama, she was in the street, so guess who raised me? Motherfucking right, couldn't get it from my mama, so I got it off the block. Been working my whole life, but I ain't never punched a clock. 9 years old, I seen a nigga get shot. Damn. Niggas quick to run they mouth when they get jammed. Pussy ass nigga, tell it on his own fam.
Pussy.
The same nigga that you break your neck for.
Yeah.
Be the same nigga that cross you out and wet you up. Supposed to be chasing money, but you chasing bitches. Real bosses don't talk, we just sit back and listen. Stack that paper up and then make boss moves.
Yeah.
She like to argue, so I sent that bitch to law school.
Keep it real with your dog, no matter what.
Preach. Same bitch decline, she love you, she'll set you up.
Preach. Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love.
Preach. The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs.
Preach.
If that nigga don't work, he'll fucking leech.
Preach. I ain't got shit for a nigga. Ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Preach. Zay got the motherfucking bass thumping.
Zay.
Dolph got the motherfucking trap jumping.
Dolph.
Doors to the trap open. I'll sell you something.
What you want?
Hell no, don't ask. I ain't fronting nothing.
Hell no.
I fucked your bitch and told her I'll see you around. Dolph just skipped town with 200,000. Dolph just pulled an 8 and a 2-liter pop. They say Dolph addicted to these streets just like his pop. Addicted to hustling, I can't stop.
Can't stop.
Won't stop.
Won't stop.
Can't stop.
Aye.
Never hear me complain about what I ain't got.
Nah.
Cause if I want it, I'ma go get it.
Aye.
Yeah. Aye. Free my nigga, aye. Yo, did it.
Aye.
Got paper round tatted on your whole titty.
Empire.
Same nigga you getting high with, he really your enemy.
Damn.
Every day niggas cross their partners out for Benjamin.
Your
dog,
no matter what.
Preach. Same bitch decline, she love you, she'll set you up.
Preach.
Out here in these streets, it ain't
such thing as love. Preach. The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs.
Preach.
Real nigga shit only when I do speak.
If that nigga don't work, he'll fucking leech.
Preach. I ain't got shit for a nigga. Ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Preach.
It's the Streets of Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. It's Freestyle Friday. Happy Memorial Day weekend to the world. We've been talking about his, you know, violation of mankind. man rules. Codes of the street. You don't spit at a man. And don't think anything's gonna happen. I guess he thought LeBron James and the crew was straight suckers. I think Paul caught a sucker attack, and he's still on it to this day. And Unc, because you're older, I want to ask you. You know, you can come back Tuesday for the streets. We won't be on Monday because it's a holiday, so Tuesday we'll be back on usual time. Why isn't the logo Jerry West in People's Top 5? The only finals MVP who was a loser, and he got MVP. Woo! I never seen Jerry, but when you're the logo, I'm just wondering why isn't he? That lets you know how the great Michael Jordan is when you talk about number one ever to do it.
Hey, Boo Boo, he averaged 45. Hey, he averaged 45 in that series that he lost and got MVP, too. I want you to know that.
T-Roll, what's the deal, baby?
Hey, fabulous. What a new, baby. Hey, Streets, I want y'all to know, y'all better stand up and salute that boy, Junior. He walked in. Hey, we had a drive-thru graduation last night. First of its kind. You did?
Oh, the infamous drive-by. Everybody doing drive-bys. They shooting the graduates. When they blow the horn.
You know what I'm saying?
They doing drive-bys.
You know what I was playing for when we were going through the drive-thru on them fellas? We are the champions, my friends. We play Queen on their ass. We're rolling through the drive-thru. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, we gonna get that queued up and play that also. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Oh, and, hey, Streets, all my brothers, y'all listening, but and to all my ladies, because I know we got a lot of females listening, too. But to my brothers, most importantly, y'all about to be uncles again. Your boy T-Ro about to be a grandfather, baby. About to get that granddaddy status jumping off. Jada B. Man,
congratulations.
It's all the popping. Man, it's the baby girl. It's all the cracking, uncle. Y'all know, get the bullet. I'm going to the bullet store right now.
Hey, you're an uncle over this way. You're an uncle over this way. Styles of God having one. You're a great uncle over this way. Styles of God. Styles of God having one, too. You're a great uncle.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man. And much congratulations, much love, man. We about to have
congratulations
parties
to you too,
around
man. Yeah, we are.
Ain't no more social distancing.
We around the world. We did it around the world.
Hey, Boo Boo, what's wrong with that boy, PP? What's wrong with PP? Didn't he learn his lesson in Boston?
Right. PP on the set.
Hey. His second week in Boston, they tried to lay him out. And then they cut him up, too?
Yeah, they cut him up in the club. They let him know. Benzino let him know, I'm the king of Boston. You got stabbed
so
eight
why
times.
Why would he go and do that now?
do that now?
Because he's a hater. He's a hater. He don't like Dwayne Wade either. He was on ESPN saying about he quoting he better than Dwayne Wade. Yeah, right. Better lose your job for saying you better than Dwayne Wade.
If I'm not mistaken, isn't he the one also who said he was better than Kobe when the Boston Celtics had beat the Lakers during that championship and then Kobe came back and said, what'd you say?
But when you're a champion, you have the right to say that, don't you?
For 364 days.
Right. Absolutely. It's six years.
Hell, Boo, you won an MVP. We can still talk about you, right?
Right. Well, we don't.
I know Boo got multiple. Shit. I know what he did to Grand Canyon. Look at here, look at here. You know what I mean?
You on mute?
Hey, listen to this, bro. Let me ask you this. Do you... Like I said, I put it in parallel to the Tupac, how LeBron, Biggie was, you know, emerging, coming up the ranks. Do you feel Paul maybe was using that as mental war on LeBron James? Because he saw that he was outmatched athletically. But do you think that he tried to use those little intricate, you know, things to throw LeBron James off the throttle?
Of course. And you know why it is, man. And because of the series, man, everybody is picking who they love the most. And to be honest with you, it's getting out of hand, man. What I said the other day about how much KD and LeBron, how much they would average and all of that, when I went back and listened to the show, I had to sit back and think about it because, to be honest with you, if you're able to make it to the NBA, it's key as hell. So anybody who can make it there, you good. Paul Pierce played or was at the tail end of Mike's era. So you can understand.
Hey, Ro, I got a question for you, Ro.
Yes.
Ro, I got a question for you.
Is Paul Pierce better than Steve Nash?
No. Steve Nash got two MVPs. And let me tell you something.
Unanimous.
Steve Nash.
Unanimous. This is my question to you, though. See, why is he talking?
I can't answer. Okay,
is he better
I can't
than
answer
Steve
that.
Nash.
You know what it is? Hey, listen. He on the West Coast where they deliver the lean. They got this cannabis lean that I got in my 2 liter right now. Excuse me for saying that. But, you know, when you get to the West Coast and shit closed down and, you know, you get that purple haze and the black mamba and you get a discount at wherever you're going in California because your name is PP, yeah, you tend to lose your mind like them homeless people on 6th Street down there in California. So I'm just saying, man, he could be sipping a little bit too much early in the morning and then when it's time for the interviews to come about, he done already lost his damn mind. So... that could be the case, STG. I'm just saying, because Paul Pierce, he won the championship because of the big three. He didn't do it by himself. Once again, I'm not trying to compare him to LeBron or anything like that, but he needed help to get that championship. That's all I'm going to say. He got one and went back to back. So he couldn't do it twice. That's his fault. So, no, he is not better than any dude that you're going to name, maybe besides somebody who rides the bench for the last few years.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't even a significant piece as far as just during a regular season in the NBA consistent enough, you know? And that's just what I've been saying. This is what's bothering me about his comments all the time, and they're just off. Off the board. It's like, compare yourself to Stephon Marbury. Compare yourself to Keith Van Horn and them guys, man. You got to compare yourself to those types of dudes. You know, compare yourself to great players.
Kerry Kittle.
Not great. Yeah, you're not great. You in Bruce Bowen category, dude. You
Horace Grant. He got lucky, man. He got lucky to get KG.
Because that Boston Celtics team that beat the Lakers really got lucky. They really got lucky. And thank God for Ray Allen, for both LeBron and Paul Pierce. Because he did hit the shot that propelled both of them to become champions at some point.
They don't. Now he was, you know, born and those type of guys. Yeah, and not only was he a piece, he was an important piece. Maybe he was the main scorer. When we need a bucket, we go to
Rondo.
Yeah, you're right.
And if Paul doesn't have it, he kicks it over to Ray. And Kevin is the ultimate. He's the garbage disposal. You guys miss, I get it and make. But I mean,
hey,
I think he's hallucinating.
He ain't run the show. Kansas ran the show.
I think he's a.
Paul Pierce was a piece this week.
Like I said,
he was the peanut butter. He was nothing to do with the outside. Rondo ran the show. Paul Pierce ran off the little thing where he did what Rondo told him to. Go off that down screen and come get this thing on the elbow.
And
that's he peeped.
And he peeped on his steps.
They
right.
Had a squad.
They had some guys. I mean, James, Eddie House.
Posey.
I mean, Perk.
Even the big,
I mean,
dog, big Baby was playing good.
Yeah, Big Baby.
Time.
I mean, so you. Yeah.
It's
a lot of,
crazy.
You know, a lot
squad.
Of guys, man. You had a lot of, they had a squad, so.
That nigga style
yeah,
crazy.
But like I said, you guys can't disrespect Paul Pierce like that. Maybe he's talking off the wall, but because of the
hey.
Down, he has a right to talk crazy at some point.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to let him talk crazy. You want to know why? Because his nickname is The Truth. You see, The Truth, baby. He's telling you the truth.
Man. Man. And it shall set him free. Give it 605-9370.
You're lying.
Get with us on the
truth. The name should be Live.
.com. Category
truth,
sports
the law.
/ streets is
I would call him the lie. His nickname is the lie.
Begin the G-York is drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one. Pulling out gas for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking moves at 16. And running up in gates and doing it for high stakes. Making my way all 5 days. No question, I was beat for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up white boys on board. With a sick ass click and went all out. Catching keys from front seats, rolling in MPVs. Every week we make 40 G's. Yo, nigga, respect my nigga to Tech Notch. Bow, move from the gate now.
Cash moves everything around me. Green is the money, dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Green is the money, dollar bill, yo. 22 long hard years, I'm still struggling. Survival got me bugging, but I'm alive. A man with a dream, with plans to make cream, was fail. I went to jail at the age of 15, a young buck selling drugs and such, who never had much, trying to get a clutch on what I could not. Walk, maybe short, now I face incarceration, pacing, throwing up stakes, my destination. Handcuffed and back of a bus, 40 of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough, but as the world turns, I learn life is hell. Living in the world, no different from a cell. Every day I chase from safe, giving chase,
of hip hop. It's your boy L Boogie. We back in the building, babe. And you know, it's that time of the show. It's Friday. And it's you, big dummy of the day. So, let me give you the backdrop of the story, world. It was a lawsuit by an NFL player says he was sexually harassed, assaulted during a United Airlines flight by a female passenger in February. And the flight was going from Los Angeles, LAX, to Newark, New Jersey. And the airline failed to properly respond to the complaint. Just listen to this, world. The lawsuit that was filed Monday in L.A. County seeks unspecified statutory and punitive damages from the airline. Four of the passengers complained to the flight attendants that the woman was making unwanted sexual advances before she was moved. Let me tell you what she did, world. Number one, she started touching on their knees and touching on their thighs. They complained. Then she tried to, they were flying with masks on, she tried to take their mask off. And the two guys, the two NFL players, which is suing because the airline refused to get a name of the woman, the flight attendants, and potential witnesses. And because of not doing that, they filed a civil suit for sexual harassment and assault on February 10th. So United Airlines, to those two NFL football players, who gonna look like Kevin Hart and Soul Plane after his booty got caught in the toilet bowl? You big dummy. Yeah, you big dummy. Crazy. United Airlines, what are you doing? You act like they were storing some dope on the airline. You don't want to give up no names? Wow. Those two NFL football players, if it ain't no season, they'll be part ownership of United Airlines. Oh, man. Oh, man, what a show. What a show. It's Friday. It's
Frenzy
Friday, man. Frenzy Friday. Man, to the world, we won't be on Monday. No, we won't be on Monday due to the holiday. We'll be back on Tuesday, 12 p.m. Eastern time. STG, you got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Big shout out to all the COVID survivors. Big shout out to all the callers today. Major shout out to all the One Talk Radio Show. We are the streets. Big shout out. Let's get it.
DB, you got any shout out? My engineer.
The streets. I want to shout out Big L. I want to shout out Unc. Great calls today. All the callers, all the listeners, all the essential workers, Collinwood Cobras, the Dream Team, ICE, T-Row, Styles of God, L Boogie, Pictures Rolling.
Woo! Man. Shout out once again to Unc Lepray, man. Shout out to my man Jay Bird, man. He back with the family. Shout out to Jay Bird, man. Shout out to all the people they call it down in the field. You know what I mean? We all again on this Freestyle Friday. The Dream Team in the studio, man.
want to give a shout out to all the families, you know what I mean, that's going through the COVID-19. I had someone affected by it. We just want to give a shout out and a prayer to you, you know what I mean, as well. Listen to us on the podcast, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, / streets.
Dream in one building.
This Tuesday, give us a call, 515-605-9370. And world, tell a friend to tell a friend, tell a whole lot of friends. Keep inspiring us.
I got some of the King Palm stuff.
We caught him sleeping. He didn't teach you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend. I dump the mat. The time count the prophecy. K.O., you got the wrong spot. Niggas on the clock. I get the liquor and you can get the female. It's crooked shit that we inflict and get the street sales.
Most move as a motherfucker. Me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker. I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on swollen balls hog in this pocket. Nick, pocket. Picture us rolling.
Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I wanna make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facilities. All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? Ballin' on y'all punk ass. Picture me rollin', baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home or something. That's right, nigga. Picture me rollin'. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, hoe? Picture me rubbing. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rubbing, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop me. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mogo. More brain. Sad dog, what's up? Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me on? Is y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here, close your eyes, and picture me rolling.